This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to another edition of Washtenaw United as we continue to mark Women's History Month. We have and will continue to look at women who have left a historical mark on Washtenaw County and beyond. We are also looking at some of the women who are resetting some of our societal foundations today and writing a new history for the generations to come. I'm David Fair, and that is where our Washtenaw United guest stands today. Trishae Duckworth is an organizer and vocal leader in the Black Lives Matter movement. She is also founder and director of the organization Survivors Speak. Survivors Speak emerged out of a pursuit to inspire and support the community and a desire for actions to speak louder than words, and a woman of action she is. Trishae, thank you so much for making time for us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate it. It's an honor.
I am curious as to how or if the pandemic has impacted the ability of the movement to keep racial and social justice at the forefront of the community's attention. What's your observation?
You know, it's pretty interesting that you asked that question. Honestly, I believe that the pandemic intensified the movement. I believe that people were stopped. Everyone around the world was looking as George Floyd was murdered. And a lot of people became enraged, and the movement began in a manner which I really have never seen it before.
And that means more people are going to participate. Before we get into that portion of our conversation, I do want to step back for a moment. What was it that brought you to a life of activism?
I'm going to be honest and say I was born an activist. It takes my sister to say it. She's like, you want justice for everything. She's like, you want justice for your hamburger, you know? So she always jokes with me, like when I was a kid, the different things that I would take a stand for, you know? And so I've always had this characteristic, but I didn't always know how to use it. And then because of life and, you know, being raped at 13 and a half and so many other different things, my life started down kind of a different path. But then I came back to the path of fulfilling my purpose and why I'm supposed to be here.
Who were some of the women that inspired you to use your voice?
You know, it's so funny because I have so many people that call me Harriet. you remind me of Harriet Tubman, and while it is such an honor, I'm like, no, because she was so amazing. But, you know, in my heart and in my mind, I feel that it is my goal and my purpose to really help people understand the value of freedom and what that looks like in the Black community and what that looks like for all of us, you know, to live together free, loving each other the proper way that we are supposed to. That's the world I want to live in.
We are talking with the founder and executive director of Survivors Speak, Trishae Duckworth, on this Women's History Month edition of WEMU's Washtenaw United. There is overt prejudice and bigotry, people speaking their minds on that front, and their systemic racism. How much of that have you been subjected to through the course of your life?
Oh, my gosh. I have been subjected to that a lot. It wasn't until I had an issue at a university that I won't name, but it wasn't until I had the issue there that I really understood how deep systemic racism was and how it poured over into institutional racism. And, you know, racism affects us in so many different areas. And then it was at that time, it was like, hey, no, I got to use this spirit to fight back. And then I began to push Michigan Department of Civil Rights, the Department of Education. I started to reach out and advocate for myself. And, you know, that's important because you can't advocate for other people if you don't know how to properly advocate for yourself. So I would say that, honestly, I have always been affected by it, but did not really understand until it personally touched my life. And then when my eyes were open to it, I began to see it everywhere. And it's really a hard thing to deal with. And another thing is that you also have to deal with the effects of slavery, even within the Black community. Because some of our leaders feel that it is more important to assimilate, right, into accepting the privilege and the racism because they need jobs. They have to feed their families. And so when you're in this kind of fight, you got to be willing to lose something. And a lot of people just are not.
And that's why part of the foundational mission of Survivors Speak is to educate. What knowledge and understanding is lacking in our community as a whole today?
Here's the deal. When something is not on your radar, when it's not in your viewpoint, it's not something that you really would pay attention to. So I do believe that there are a lot of good people who just didn't understand the severity of what was going on. But then I believe that there are people that knew and know and just don't care. Either way, we've got to open up our eyes and remove the scales. Because I'm going to tell you, although it's on us now, just because it's happening to us doesn't mean it can't happen to you. And we're seeing that more and more where individuals are being affected in their own lives. The criminal justice system, people are being affected by that by different races. Like, so I believe if everyone takes a look at what's going on and really values it and takes it on as their issue, then we can make change. Because again, if something happens to one of us, it can happen to all of us.
No, I'm not sure at all that we'll ever get rid of some of these attitudes that are pervasive in portions of our country. I suspect there will always be individuals with racist beliefs and actions, but we do have an opportunity to eventually rid ourselves of the systemic politics and policies that have sustained inequity and limited opportunity. Washtenaw County has a new and more progressive prosecuting attorney. Ellie Savitt has already enacted some policy changes. You had a seat at the table and have worked with him and discussed with him addressing these issues. What level of input were you given?
Well, first of all, I'm very grateful to have been able to and still work on the team with Prosecutor Savitt. I was able to be a part of the conviction integrity and expungement unit. I'm also the racial equity transition team. And then also I am on the cabinet. Where we come together and put our heads together about a lot of different things that happen within the office. I say it was a privilege, and I say that while it's a privilege, it's really the way that it should be. You know, if you look at it, they say the people versus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the office of the prosecutor belongs to the people. And so what Prosecutor Savitt has done, he's ushering that culture into the office, and it's our hope that it takes. We will stay at the table as long as we're invited to, and if we're ever uninvited, we will push from the outside to continue to ensure that the culture of that office changes. Because if you look at that crew report, Black and brown people have been brutalized by the prosecutor's office, and now that we have another prosecutor, we are looking for that culture to change.
This is Washtenaw United on 89.1 WEMU. Our Women's History Month focus today is on Trishae Duckworth. Trishae is a vocal leader in the Black Lives Matter movement and founder and director of the organization Survivors Speak. And Survivors Speak is going to host a protest this Saturday, March 13th at 1 p.m. at the University of Michigan Central Campus DIAG. And Trishae, you're going to not only lead the protest, but you're calling it Operation Accountability. Who beyond the prosecutor needs to be held accountable?
Everybody, every elected official that takes office, they need to be held accountable. But guess what? We need to be held accountable as well. We come from an era where we vote, we go home, we've done our civic duty, and then we wait for the next 4 years, and then we go vote again. We've got to get to the point where we vote, and then we stand on watch to make sure that all the campaign promises that were spoken are adhered to. And that the agenda of the people is the one that is pushed forward.
Progress, as you well know, is often frustratingly slow. What does your level of optimism stand for meaningful and lasting change as we move through the rest of 2021 and beyond?
You know, all I'm holding on to is optimism. Like you said earlier, some things just aren't going to change. Some people's hearts are just entrenched in hatred. And so they may never change. But if we push back, if we hold our legislators accountable, then we can ensure that systemic racism will not be an issue on our watch. Because we have allowed it, it has perpetuated it. And so that's why we're here now, to push back and to fight as long as we can. Now, I say fight, but I mean work. We are working and building towards racial equity and ensuring that my people, Black and brown people, have a fair and equitable chance to flourish in life. We are owed that, and I believe that now people from all our Caucasian brothers and sisters, our Asian brothers and sisters and siblings, everyone is realizing the atrocity that has happened. And so that's a part of my hope as well, is that because we're joining together, maybe we can get something done. 79 million people voted for change. So we have to stay at the table and ensure that change happens. And I'm telling you, if we come together and we push back and we hold these individuals accountable, we can get the work done.
You are a young woman, and I know that you plan to stay at the table for as long as necessary. But when the history of Trishae Duckworth is written, what is it you want said about you?
That she was a servant. My purpose in life and why I was born is to serve. And that comes in many different forms, right? But that is the ultimate goal, is to serve and help empower our communities. And so that's it. I just want people to understand that that was the most important thing for me, to serve them to the best of my ability.
Trishae, I'd like to thank you for the time today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for just having me here and just, you know, having this conversation continue.
That is Trishae Duckworth, an organizer and leader in the local Black Lives Matter movement. She is also founder and director of the organization Survivors Speak. For more information, head to our website at WEMU.org, and you'll find all of the links you need, and our other Women's History Month features as well. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and is heard each Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.